This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
BC is all over a pretty bad Georgia Tech team here in the first game of the ACC tournament. Boston College looking to advance here. As I said, BC minus three was a fairly easy play this morning, and I'm literally going back and forth as to what to do about the second game. It's 48-31, Boston College with 14 to play in the second half in Brooklyn, first round of the ACC tournament. Pitt is 0-16 in the ACC, and they are playing Notre Dame coming up with 17 points being given up by the Irish. Oh, boy. A lot of offshore money. A lot of sharp money is coming in on the Irish. I don't know what to do about that game. I have picked every Big Ten and ACC game so far, even though it's just one ACC game so far. I'm 12-0 on my picks for the ACC and the Big Ten so far. So I'm hot picking the major conference tournaments right now against the number. That game next, I don't know what to do about it. So let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Tim Cato covering the NBA for us for SB Nation, SB Nation Radio. Tim, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Great time of the year. College basketball, NBA basketball. It's interesting to see the NBA right now in the month of March. It's the only time of the year where there's a bigger basketball thing on the television sets than the NBA. What do you make of the month of March? Because teams tend to, this is when tanking really starts, in my opinion, when teams aren't paying attention, right?
Yeah. You know, I think that the you know, tanks as you will, you know, it's always done carefully and in a way that isn't, you know, obvious, but there's a lot of bad lineups put out there. A lot of fringe NBA players, a lot of people that that GMs justify playing because they're like, hey, you know, maybe they turn into something. Maybe they turn into somebody. And this is when you find out whether they can, or in most of these instances that they can't be NBA players. But you know, you still run about there for 30 more games in the season because, you know, it helps make sure that you know what you have in that player. But, you know, the secondary reason is definitely that they're bad players and they're going to help you lose giant games, and that's ultimately going to make your team better, or at least that's the thinking. So, yes, we are going to see some pretty lousy basketball at the bottom of the league, especially with teams so closely packed in together.
Mark Cuban's a smart man. Mark Cuban can lose $600K. And it doesn't really matter to him. But I find it hard to believe that Mark Cuban got a microphone put in front of his face and he just forgot that he can't talk about tanking. Well, did you think there was some method to his madness by going on the Dr. J podcast and admitting he told his players to tank?
There might be. I don't know. Cuban's an interesting guy. You know, he always has interesting thoughts. And I'm sure that he may have convinced himself or he may have some reasoning behind you know, his comments there. Which, you know, I agree, you know, they're kind of surprising coming from him. He's always been one to kind of get heated or say some stuff he shouldn't. But, you know, on a podcast like that, you know, that's a weird medium for him to be drawing fines, especially for something that's, you know, very obvious. There's no second guessing what he said there or thinking that it just wasn't, you know, understood in context. So, you know, I think ultimately that, you know, he likes to say things how they are, and you know, and I guess that, you know, he figured he'd throw that one out there. But to me, it seemed more just like a gut reaction type thing, or something he didn't really think through. But I don't know for sure, you know, because he is Mark Cuban, and I try not to. I still don't think I've understood that dude. You know, even being around him for 6-7 years here in Dallas, like I have been.
What do you do if you're looking at this long term, and Adam Silver has already changed the draft rules and already with this memo talking about integrity and coming down hard on teams? There really isn't anything you can do about it, right? I mean, it just seems like tanking. You mentioned how you can be secretive and you can kind of be around the board. You can rest stars or putting out different lineups or whatnot. Ultimately, there really is nothing Adam Silver and the NBA can do if a team decides they want to tank, right?
Right. And I think it goes back to the thing where, you know, I think the most casual fan maybe think that teams are intentionally trying to lose, but it doesn't really display like that. There's no, you can't prove that, if you're not playing stars due to injury or you're playing young players, you know, you can't ever prevent teams from playing young players. You know, nobody's going and signing, you know, guys who clearly don't belong in the league. But for the most part, you know, I guess there's a couple of names I might drop if I was really feeling vindictive. But I'm nice today. So, you know, everybody, you know, has some level of NBA talent, even if, you know, it's pretty clear to GMs that they're probably never going to utilize it in the right way. And you can't stop that. You can't prevent that. You know, there's nothing Silver can do. He can look at that and be like, I don't think you're building your best possible lineup, but you know, you're never going to act on that or even say that because,
right.
You know, then you're second guessing basketball decisions made by, you know, your, you know, the people in your organization who are, you know, like head coaches, but they're paid millions of dollars to make these basketball decisions. And, you know, that's just not something that Adam Silver can do from his position at the top of the league. So, you know, he'll talk a big talk and he'll do what he can, and there might be instances like Cuban Comments where he can find the owner or something like that, but I don't think that overall it's really a phenomenon that's ever going to go away completely, just because as long as there's incentive for teams to be at the bottom and to lose games and that will give them a higher graphic, that's always going to be something that exists.
Tim Cato, SB Nation, is our guest here on Pushing the Odds. And that incentive to go down to the bottom is to get great players and to get the, you know, the franchise-changing superstar who may be available at the top of the draft. And when you look at the rule changes that might be coming down the pike, do you like the idea that the NBA might be creating a minor league, using the G League to maybe stick a high schooler there for a year or two to develop his talents until he's draft ready, but make it financially viable for him to do so?
I love it. And I'm coming here as, you know, someone who doesn't follow college basketball except in March. And, you know, I definitely look at it from a NBA perspective. But I personally, you know, I think the NCAA is, you know, just about up there as one of the worst sports organizations. You know, I think the more that we can move to a G League type structure, that we've seen work in other sports, you know, I mean, nobody's complaining that college baseball players, you know, or baseball players don't go to colleges or some of them go, you know, get drafted straight out of high school. I don't see why that doesn't have to be the same, you know, a similar thing that we do in the NBA. Especially overseas. I love the overseas systems and things like that where, you know, kids are literally brought into programs when they're teenagers, like mid, you know, 14, 15, 16. And, you know, there's much larger organizations that, you know, kind of bring kids up through this. And, you know, it's not like, you know, you have no clue who the prospects are back then, but, you know, it's just the more steady, it's a better way of development. It teaches good habits earlier. You know, I think even some of like the injury problems we have, you know, even having the star players, you know, I think if you got injury prevention and you know, better teaching about that earlier from professional teams that, you know, and doctors and training staffs that are regulated even stronger than, you know, like the grassroots AAU stuff we have now, I think that there's a lot of benefits from doing things in that manner, as opposed to the kind of a floppier system. And it's less definitely, you know, not as well connected system, and that, you know, the NCAA, you know, communicates, but is not the same as the NBA, and there's so many more colleges that players can end up playing for. So, yes, I agree with you, and I think that it's a positive step for the sport and the NBA as a whole.
Tim, I'll get you out of here on kind of a lighter note. Kobe Bryant has now won an Oscar. He is an NBA champion and an Oscar award winner. Is the bar now set for LeBron James to go match it and for LeBron James to go and need to match Kobe Bryant?
Yeah. I think that that for him to pass Kobe Bryant as a player, clearly he has to do that. And, you know, Kobe did it without a star actor. So, you know, if LeBron has a star cast around him, it's star direction cast, then, you know, does that even count? Should he be knocked for that? I think these are all very valid questions. We're going to dive into at SBNation.com over the next few months.
Great stuff. Tim, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it, man.
For sure. I appreciate it.
That's Tim Cato, SBNation.com, joining us covering the NBA on Pushing the Odds. Yeah, does LeBron, what happens if LeBron goes to one outfit and then all of a sudden he leaves to go to Pixar and he wins an Oscar with Pixar? You know, if he leaves, you know, 20th Century Fox and goes to Pixar, you know, hey, Kobe did it without having to go anywhere. Kobe did it with his own outfit. Oh, my. 800-777-2907, the phone number. I'll give you an update on college hoops and take a look at this ridiculous second game in the ACC and more on the NFL next. SB Nation Radio.